I recently rewatched the 2008 Academy Award-winning film Doubt, starring four main actors: Meryl Streep as Sister Aloysius, Philip Seymour Hoffman as Father Flynn, Amy Adams as Sister James, and Viola Davis as Mrs. Miller. What this film revolved around, essentially, and this came just before all the controversy that had bubbled to the top with the Catholic Church crises, right around that time, or if not just before that. But this film was about whether or not Philip Seymour Hoffman, or Father Flynn, did something inappropriate with one of the choir boys, altar boys, I'm not sure. It was Sister Aloysius who was making the claim that Father Flynn did in fact do something with that boy that was inappropriate. Part of the reasons for her suspicion was because Father Flynn had been removed from three other parishes or churches before he came to this one. So she already had suspicion in the back of her mind. However, Father Flynn vehemently denied doing anything inappropriate and just asked her, go talk to the boy, ask the witnesses that were around, do a better investigation. Also, he convinced Sister James, played by Amy Adams, that he did nothing wrong. She was on his side. And you could say, well, in the movie, she just believed anything. She was more innocent thinking, and you could make that claim, and it might be partially true. Now, there's a scene between Meryl Streep and Viola Davis, the mother of the boy, where she tells the mother that perhaps the boy was in an appropriate relationship with Father Flynn. She didn't want to hear none of that. She was like, the boy, he only has like 6 more months and then he's going to be off to high school. I just want him to be happy. His dad beat him because of the way he is, which was implying that he was homosexual. So throughout this entire movie, you're wavering between did he, didn't he, did he, didn't he, did he, didn't he. When the film ends, I'm hitting spoiler territory, Sister Aloysius breaks down and cries in front of Sister James and says, I don't know if he did it. I just don't know. Even she had her doubts at the end. Part of the reason why she saw Father Flynn put like his shirt, the boy's shirt, in the locker room, and she just thought it was really suspicious. And the boy had ended up drunk. I guess he drank a bunch of wine. And it was her assumption that Father Flynn fed him that wine or gave that to him. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done that. After the film credits roll, I think this film's only about an hour and a half long. You're left without a clue. You don't know. Did he do it? Didn't he? My gut tells me that this was a he didn't do it type of thing. I would need more evidence, innocent until proven guilty. But if you look at the poll of the Catholic Church and all the people that were busted for that sort of behavior, that kind of leads you to believe it's possible. But in my mind, he was innocent. But it was a very, very ambiguous type of situation. And that was the whole point of the movie. And that's why it was called Doubt. I thought it was very good. It was interesting, entertaining, and only it didn't play for 1 minute longer than it had to. It was succinct. The film credits rolled right after Sister Aloysius made her little confession. I thought it was a great film, and I give it 5 stars. I thought it was excellent.